While the 2016 Utah gubernatorial election is still over a year away, Republican hopeful Jonathan Johnson has already begun to make his case. Johnson, chairman of the board for Overstock.com, was in Logan on Wednesday for a town hall meeting at Utah State University. This campaign is Johnson's first foray into the world of Utah electoral politics. He says that the decision to run has meant a few changes for his family.
I've spent the last year meeting people, learning their hopes and concerns, seeing what Utahns want for the future. Being front and center in the public eye, you know, we stop reading the comment boards. People say nasty things about us. And, you know, that's not so hard for me, but it's a change for the family. We're leaving a comfortable lifestyle, a private lifestyle, to be in the public eye.
Incumbent Governor Gary Herbert hasn't given much comment about the upcoming election. Johnson has called for a series of debates with Herbert, saying that the majority of Utah Republicans want them.
I think it's important for the voters to see the differences between us and our leadership styles and our priorities and what we want to get done. So far, Governor Herbert has not said yes. We've done a poll that says that 60% of likely Republican voters would like debates now.
Johnson says that he is certainly not a fan of federal Common Core education standards. He says that there should be more local control over school curriculum.
I don't like Common Core. I don't like looking to Washington and national groups to solve our problems. I think the right way to address it is to let each charter school, each school district decide, do we want to keep these Washington standards or do we want to create Utah standards? And I think by bringing the control local, we're going to get parents more involved and kids are, they'll be more comfortable with how their kids are being, what they're being taught.
A number of Utah Republicans have called for the federal government to hand over public land they claim rightfully belongs to the state. Johnson says that he wants to correct misunderstanding about the issue.
It doesn't mean owning it and then selling it off. It also doesn't mean soiling the land. I think it's looking and seeing which areas we should bring a suit in that either give us leverage to negotiate in Congress or that let us win in court. I don't think it's going blindsided into some lawsuit. I think it's being careful and picking something that we can win.
After receiving his law degree, Johnson served as a clerk with the Utah Supreme Court. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.